This is Carol Kosovar looking at education on KALW. And usually you think about San Francisco as being sort of the epicenter of tech and new jobs and brand new ideas. Well, I'm thinking that maybe there are other new jobs and brand new ideas. And joining me are Lisa Countryman, who is with Jewish Vocational Services, Alice Jordan, who is with the SPCA, and their brand new idea is a career in veterinary assisting. It's a new program, a partnership of JVS, the SPCA, and Foothill College. And it's one of these growth industries, isn't it?
It is. There's a growing need for veterinary apprentices, veterinary assistant apprentices, and registered vet techs, not only in San Francisco, but nationally. There's a lot of opportunity, and our partnership is really rooted in tapping into that opportunity and those good jobs.
So, Lisa, you're with JVS, and how did you get involved in this partnership with SPCA? You're both in San Francisco, yep. But there's got to be more to it than that.
Well, it's interesting. It was actually originated out of a meeting of two of our board members identifying the opportunity to partner and to work together to support each other's needs. So JVS provides job training that is directed towards high growth sectors with a goal of getting people into jobs at $40,000 to $80,000 a year. The SPCA had identified a strong need for a talent pipeline development, and our two board members saw an opportunity for JVS and SPCA to work together so that JVS could help build a talent pipeline for SPCA, and SPCA could be a fantastic employer for some of our job seekers.
So this is quite an unusual program. It's a veterinary assistant apprenticeship program, say that three times, and it's for young adults ages 18 through 30 approximately, and you get paid and you earn college credit. What a deal.
It really is a wonderful new program, quite innovative in terms of being one of the first in veterinary medicine. So an apprentice is a full-time employee at the San Francisco SPCA and is paid to also go to college. As Lisa said, we've been in partnership with Foothill College developing courses to be taught on our campus here in the city of San Francisco that will give our apprentices credits for Foothill College. They'll also be able to put to use the skills that they're taught in the classroom immediately on the job as they work in one of the four medical practices that we have at the SPCA.
So, Alice, you've been struggling a little bit in trying to get enough people to do these jobs, and then you all thought of this.
That goes back to the origination of our partnership. We have tried, since 2011, we have seen a shortage of technicians. The San Francisco SPCA employs over 100 technicians. And if you went to our website right now, you'd see probably a dozen technician jobs open. In San Francisco and across the country, there are just not enough trained technicians to fill the need. So after trying both traditional and non-traditional ways of recruiting and not being successful, as typical with the San Francisco SPCA for the last 150 years, we have created a solution where there wasn't one.
Now, Lisa, as part of JVS, your goal really is to help create those pipelines.
That's exactly right. That is our goal, and we do that by working in close partnership with employers. So all of our programs are developed in close partnership with employers. We work to develop curriculum together. Most of our programs are designed to include both a classroom component and a paid work experience. What's really exciting about this partnership with SPCA and Foothill College is that we have deeply and completely integrated each of those aspects now into a long-term training where our participants are immediately employees of SPCA. They are receiving benefits. They are getting paid to learn and to practice those skills on the job while also acquiring college credits, which will then allow them to, after that 2 years, transition into the RVT program at Foothill College if they so choose, or to stay as a high-level veterinary assistant at SPCA.
Let me just remind you, this is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW. And joining me are Lisa Countryman, who is the Vice President of Planning and Program Development at Jewish Vocational Service, and Alice Jordan, who is with the San Francisco SPCA, Senior VP, and I love this, of People Development and Education. So we've talked about this, the need, and anyone who's walked throughout San Francisco can see there are just a lot more animals. Sometimes people say there are more animals than people, but there are a lot of animals in San Francisco. And let's say I am someone between 18 and 30. I'm a high school graduate, and I'm sort of like looking for the next big thing for me. What are you going to be giving them, Alice?
Well, I think the first thing we'd want to know from you, Carol, if you were looking, is do you love animals? And what do you think about a career in lining up with an organization dedicated to caring for and protecting animals? And so when we line up there, then the sky's the limit. My title, as you said, is People Development, and we are dedicated to making certain that all of our employees have access to great training. The difference with our apprenticeship program is this is formalized training where there never has been before for someone to become a vet assistant.
Well, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they've graduated from high school, they're taking a job just because it's what they can get, not what they love. And so this is really quite the connection, isn't it?
It is. So many people, you know, I've been fortunate to be at the SPCA for 11 years, and so many people can tell a story about how much they love animals, but how many people think about having a career working with animals, particularly young people who maybe at the end of high school or the beginning of college and are working perhaps as a security guard, but really thinking about what's next for them. And we think we could be next for them.
And so let me just dig a little bit deeper, because it's more than just loving animals. You gain certain skills and you do certain things. And people should know, I'm just not going to go there and I'm going to play with animals all day.
No, not at all. So in the world of veterinary medicine, there are veterinary assistants who are the behind-the-scenes people. So, Carol, if you took your dog to the veterinarian and you were in the treatment room and they whisked your dog away back into it somewhere else and they did some things. They probably gave it they gave your animal a vaccine. Maybe they took a sample. Maybe they did some kind of culture. The people behind the scenes are the veterinary assistants and the registered veterinary technicians. That's what's going on. So our apprentices are going to learn those kind of skills. They're also going to learn a lot about recognizing behavior in animals and being able to assess a condition based on some observations. They'll be working in the labs. They'll be assisting doctors. They'll be assisting other high-level technicians. They'll be working with clients. I mean, and they will certainly be doing some caretaking of our animals.
And there also is something called science.
There is indeed. This is the, you know, you could call this the merger of fur and love and the application of science together in one package.
So if folks want to apply for this veterinary assistant program, mm-hmm. they can go to the JVS website. And Lisa?
That's www.jvs.org. You can then search for careers in healthcare with a sub-search in veterinary medicine. And then you will find the express interest button, click that, and you can input your information there.
So you apply, and is there an interview process too?
There is. There's an assessment and interview process, which will be taking place throughout the month of March, with a start date of the program of April 9th.
Well, great. I really want to thank Lisa Countryman and Alice Jordan for joining me, talking about a brand new idea in San Francisco that involves animals and not technology. little bit of technology, but mostly animals. This is Carol Kosovar, looking at education on KALW.